Once upon a time, in the luminous realm of Asgard, resided Freyja, the beloved Norse goddess of love, beauty, and fertility. Yet, she was no mere archetype of feminine allure. She was also a goddess of war, death, and magic, embodying a blend of characteristics that made her a complex and captivating figure in Norse mythology. Freyja was a member of the Vanir, a tribe of gods associated with fertility and prosperity. During the Asir-Vanir War, an ancient conflict between two divine clans, her brother Freyr and their father Njord were sent to dwell with the Aesir as a peace treaty. Despite this, Freyja always held her Vanir identity dear and remained a critical link between the two tribes. Perhaps one of Freya's most notable attributes was her remarkable beauty, which bewitched not only the gods, but also the giants and dwarves. Many tales tell of suitors attempting to win her hand, often through trickery or coercion. However, Freyja was no passive maiden. She was a figure of strength and autonomy, often refusing these advances. As a goddess of war, Freyja shared Odin's privilege of choosing half of the slain warriors for her hall, Sessramnir, located in the beautiful field of Folkvangur. These warriors would serve her in the anticipated Battle of Ragnarok. Freyja was also a formidable practitioner of the magical art known as Seder. This complex, shamanic type of magic allowed her to manipulate destinies and was even taught by her to Odin himself. Freyja's chariot, drawn by two large cats, was a sight to behold, and she also possessed a cloak of falcon feathers that allowed her to transform into a falcon. Perhaps her most prized possession, though, was the Brisingamen, a stunning necklace crafted by four dwarven brothers. Freyja, enamored by its beauty, agreed to spend a night with each of them in return for the necklace, reflecting her strong will and strategic cunning wisdom. Though Freyja was not destined to perish in Ragnarok, like many other gods, she suffered her own tragedies, notably the loss of her husband named Odur. His frequent absences led Freyja to shed tears of red gold, and she often traveled the worlds, transformed into a falcon in search of him. Freyja's tales thus reveal a goddess who is not only a figure of desire, but also a symbol of autonomy, strength, and resilience. She is revered as a multifaceted deity, embodying the complexities of the feminine divine in ancient Norse culture. Through her narratives, she continues to inspire and captivate millennia after the Viking Age. If you enjoyed this short story, please give a like and subscribe to Mimir's Well, and drop a comment below about which god or goddess you want to hear about next.